Welcome to the Birkett Long Lawcast. With me today is Callum Irvin, who is a solicitor who specialises in family law. Today he's going to be talking about the rights of grandparents. Callum, can you tell us the rights of grandparents?
Yes. Currently, grandparents don't actually have their own specific rights under family law. They come into a sort of catch-all category known as any other person. And as a result, if they are being prevented from seeing their grandchildren, they actually have to apply to the court for leave to make an application to see them. So it can put them in a difficult position.
And there'd be a financial aspect to that as well, presumably.
Yes, obviously. And as with any court proceedings, if you do need to go down that route, it can be an expensive and time-consuming process. For that reason, court should always be a last resort, really. And if it is possible to resolve the matter directly with the child's parents, then that is always the best approach.
What kind of family scenarios would grandparents find themselves in that would necessitate them going down this legal route?
Generally, when grandparents come seeking advice from me, they fall into two main categories. The first is where a parent feels, for genuinely held reasons, that for their child to have contact with their grandparent would be detrimental to them. And that could obviously be for a number of reasons. The second tend to be where there's been some other form of family fallout and withholding access to a grandchild is used more as a punishment, which clearly is never the right thing to do and is never generally in the best interests of the child, which is what we should be focused on at all times anyway.
If grandparents came to you and found themselves in this situation, what would your first advice be to them?
My first piece of advice is always to exhaust the possibility of coming to a resolution directly with the parents, first of all, because that's always going to be the easiest way to manage the relationship going forwards. If that doesn't work, there's also the possibility of mediation, which involves sitting down with an independent third party to try and agree the contact arrangements going forwards. It's only once you've exhausted both of those options that court becomes your last resort.
What will a court need to consider if a case comes before them?
If a grandparent has to take the matter to the court, the first thing they need to do is actually apply for permission to do so from the court. When the court are looking at that application, they need to consider a number of factors, including the motivation and the reason behind making the application, the risk of disruption to a child's life or a change in any circumstances, and ultimately they're always looking at what will be in the best interests of that child.
Why do grandparents actually have to seek permission from a court? They are their grandparents after all. Can you explain what the subtleties are here?
Yes, and that's something there's actually a lot of debate about, because in an example where a grandparent had been effectively the primary carer for a child, people think it's very unfair that they just can't apply directly to the court. The reason really is that grandparents' roles can vary so enormously from any one child to another. The court don't feel it's right to afford them the same status as parents, because as far as they're aware, when the application comes before them, they know nothing about the family setup or role, and it could be that the grandparent sees the child once a year, or it could be that they pick them up every day from school. There's no way of knowing before they go through that initial assessment process effectively.
Why do you feel it is important for grandparents to know their rights?
Well, if you're trying to avoid a situation where the matter ends up in court, which has always got the potential to disrupt life for a child, it's hugely important that grandparents are aware of what rights they have, but also that parents are aware of what rights other people in their child's life have. And it's only where everybody understands everybody else's position and has an appreciation of what benefit they can have in their child's life that these decisions can hopefully be made without the need for any involvement of the court.
And if anyone wants to get in contact with you, how should they reach you?
They'd be welcome to call me directly. My number is 01268 244 157, or they could contact me over email through the Birkett Long website.